This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about having a dialogue with your audience, specifically when you're doing close-up magic. And I mean talking with the audience during the show, engaging the audience members in a personal way. Now, on the stage show, this is possible in certain situations, but today I want to focus on the close-up show because this is the perfect arena to create a dialogue, a conversation, back and forth with audience members. I think this is very important for engaging the audience and for helping the show to become more entertaining and making the audience feel a part of the show. Something I like to always do when I do the close-up show, of course, is when you have a close-up audience, if you're doing table hopping or working at a close-up venue, when you have an audience of about five or so people, you can learn all their names. And I like to introduce myself and ask them their names, where they're from. And in Japan, of course, when I was working at the Magic Bar, other close-up events, you get a good opportunity to do this. And in Canada as well, you get to know their name, where they're from. It makes a conversation. And you can use that information later on in your show when you do that. It makes it more the show more friendly. It makes them feel involved. It makes the show more personalized for the audience. So it's always important to have a dialogue, a conversation with your audience. It relaxes them as well and makes them enjoy the magic rather than just coming on strong and look at me. Well, hey, how are you? What's your name? Oh, where are you from? Oh, you're visiting. You're from out of town. Oh, are you enjoying your trip? What are you doing here? It creates a lot of conversation and it makes the show more realistic in their minds. Now, this, of course, doesn't work with every kind of magic show, but if you're doing this table hopping type or a close-up venue, cocktail party, event, trade show, you can really engage in the spectators and you can learn the information that you can fit into your routines and use information that you learned about them to personalize the magic. And so this is a short audiobook today, but it's about having this dialogue, have a conversation with your audience, and it's great, and it makes performing much more entertaining, and it makes it more entertaining for the audience. So if you have any suggestions or comments on this technique of creating a dialogue with your audience, you know, get to know your audience, talk to them, make them your friends, let me know. And you can comment on the comment bar here on Audioboo, or if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can comment on the comments, or if you're on my website at aaronjones.com, you can also comment there. And please follow me at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or also on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic, or at my website at aaronjones.com. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.